My name is Seamus McGrogan, and I am pleased to welcome some guests to the studio. We have the band Dust Bowl Revival with us, and I'm going to bring their mics up now. So Dust Bowl Revival is in town to play a show at Music Fest Cafe tonight in Bethlehem. So first off, welcome everybody.
Hi. Thank you.
So we want to welcome you, and there's a lot of you. So let me run through you, because we have 6 of you, right?
Correct.
So we want to welcome Josh Heffernan on percussion. Hey, Josh. Matt Rubin on trumpet.
Hi.
Liz Beebe on vocals.
Hi.
Zach Lupitin on guitar and vocals.
Hello.
Connor Vance on violin.
Hello.
And Ulf Bjerlin on trombone. Quite an intro. Well, thank you for being here. I'm curious about what the band's been up to and about the show tonight, but you're all here, so why don't we start off with a song? What would you like to start with?
This is a song called Ghost that Liz is going to sing for you.
Okay, this is Dust Bowl Revival live in the WDIY studios here on The Blend.
Come with me, come with me, come, come, come with me. Ooh.
That's Dust Bowl Revival live in the WDIY studios. Not a CD track. Not an album track. Sounding really good. So Dust Bowl Revival, you are in town to play a show tonight at Music Fest Cafe. And this is turning into an annual tradition because you were here about a year ago, right?
Yes.
So you're back and we're really excited to have you. Last time you were here, you were promoting your self-titled album. And now you've just released a new album. It's called Is It You, Is It Me? So tell me a little bit about this new album.
It just came out. We're very excited to share it with people. It's been in the works for quite a while. This album tackles a wide variety of topics and sort of emotional, political, interpersonal. So we're really excited to bring a little bit of a pop flavor to our sound that folks might be used to and delivering all those themes.
That's interesting because your music has so many different elements to it. I feel it's really hard to describe you to people, but when they see you live, like when you played at Steel Stacks last year in Bethlehem, it's a dance party. People are getting into it. They're excited. So it's interesting that you're adding that pop sound to it. One of the things that I read in a recent interview, I believe it was you, Zach, that was saying this, that you felt like you grew a little bit as musicians on this record. Is that true?
You know, this band has been around for over 10 years now, believe it or not. So when we first started, you know, we were young folks in LA who had found each other via this lucky Craigslist ad that I put up, wanting to play more old-time music, acoustic folk, blues, gospel music. Over the last couple records, we kind of started to find our own sound, which is sort of the place where folk music and funk and soul kind of come together. You know, and saying maybe we've discovered our pop direction in this is maybe a little disingenuous, but it's like it's more about finding songs that are just so fun and catchy that even talking about the election or political fallout within a family, you know, they're still kind of really fun and you can sing along to them. And I think that's what my favorite protest music was all about in the 60s, you know, is great songwriting that also had a message.
So you are covering a whole range of topics on this new album, right?
Right.
You mentioned some protest songs. What other types of stuff are you writing about?
Well, you know, it wouldn't be a new album if you didn't have at least a couple really romantic love songs on there. The next song we're going to play for you, it's called Penelope, which I wanted to write sort of a Van Morrison style, just openly romantic love song that was really fun and really about my elementary school crush, you know, who I never maybe had the courage to say that I felt this way about her when I was 12, you know. And the funny thing was that she came to one of our shows in New York the other day, and I told her the song was probably about her, and she was like, really? Okay, you know. But it's about sort of mining your past of these feelings and emotions and bringing it, you know, into the new record.
Okay, well, why don't we hear that song right now, Penelope? We have Dust Bowl Revival live in the studio here at WDIY. They're playing tonight at Music Fest Cafe in Bethlehem.
This proves we still have a dance party coming your way this evening.
Dance. One, two, three, four. Thank you. watch her dance in the hot sun. Showing off on the hot dive with my backflip. Oh, how could I know? How good I had it? She told me everything about a favorite animal, the saber-tooth tiger, made me be picky. When I saw her cross the room in that purple dress, well, I knew it was all over.
That is Dust Bowl Revival, live in the WDIY studios. And they are playing tonight at Music Fest Cafe in Bethlehem. Should be a great show. You came last year right around this time, and you also stopped into the WDIY studios last year as well. So we're happy to have you back. Looking forward to the show. The new album, Is It You, Is It Me? Anything else interesting about this album that you want to mention?
Thank you for not saying it with a question mark. You did it correctly.
Ah, good. There is no question mark on there.
I think it's really about finding the things that really connect everybody, even in our divided times. You know, there's this really cool image on the cover that was designed by a great artist named Dewey Saunders that has this skull with a snake going in and out of it and all these things sort of bursting out of the skull, because I think what I wanted to convey in the record is that people are complicated. We contain multitudes, and really it's about having that conversation, bringing up tough questions that we don't address anymore. And Pennsylvania, you know, is the biggest swing state of them all in a way. So we're really happy to ask those questions and to really interact with our audience about stuff that maybe hasn't been brought up within families and friends in a long time.
Great. And you mentioned Pennsylvania. You are all from California, correct?
That's where the band is based, but actually only Connor is from California.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We're from all over.
All right. So the band is based there. So when the tour is over, is that where you all go back to, or do you scatter across the country?
Everybody but me. I moved back to New Hampshire last December.
Okay.
They're going to leave me behind.
Okay.
I have a lot of family in Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh and in Seven Springs and all over the place. So there might be some of them here tonight.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, we are certainly happy that you stopped by, and we are looking forward to the show tonight at Music Fest Cafe in Bethlehem. So why don't you take us out on a song? And we will just mention once again, Dust Bowl Revival. Thank you for joining us, Josh, Matt, Liz, Zach, Connor, and Ulf. And Yas, who plays bass, is not here in the studio, but he is traveling with you, so he's with us in spirit.
He is. Thank you.
We're going to take you out with a little duet that Liz and I loved singing and get the rest of the band in on it. It's really, I think, the message of why I play music at the end of the day. It's something that can lift people up and really change someone's perspective if they're having a tough day. So it's called Just One Song.
I don't know what I'm even doing here, but as well put a smile upon my face, just in case somebody's feeling low down. I can turn it around, I can right or wrong, give me just one song. I can write a song about falling in love, about the first time I held you. Oh, we fit just like a glove, but that would be dead wrong. People keep telling me right what you know. Nobody wants to hear about us getting stuck in the snow, 'cause we got to put those chains on. Well, I don't know what I'm even doing here, but I might as well put a smile upon my face. It's just in case somebody's feeling low down, I can turn it around, I can right or wrong, give me just one song. Ooh, ooh. Well, a woman came up to me the other day. She'd been living alone since her husband Roger, he came home, a flag in a body bag. Every night she watches the band play, she closes her eyes and oh, she feels so far away. Roger might come back. So you got a hole in yourself, everybody knows that. Make it better. And on the day my daddy died, my mama cried, and you know that I didn't know what to say to her. So turn up your car stereo, boss is singing all about that thunder, and that was daddy's song. Now everybody's singing at the top of the lung. They say for 4 minutes, 49 seconds, feel like we were young again. Nothing could ever go wrong. Well, I don't know what I'm even doing here, but I might as well put a smile upon my face. It's just somebody's feeling real low down. I can turn it around, I can right or wrong, give me just one song. I can turn it around, I can right or wrong, give me just one song. I can turn it around, I can right or wrong, give me just one song.
That is Dust Bowl Revival live in the WDIY studios. They are playing tonight at Music Fest Cafe in Bethlehem, and we want to thank six of the members of the band who have crowded into the studio here. Now, that's just a stripped-down version. You're going to get the full effect tonight if you go to the show. But thank you again, Josh, Matt, Liz, Zach, Connor, and Ulf, for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's go out on a song from your album.